Apparently, the majority of Tulsa needs to hear this. Daytime running lights does not give you tail lights. If you don't manually turn your headlights on, people coming up behind you cannot see you in rain or fog.
Yeah, a general reminder, turn on your headlights. I'm getting a lot of open mics from people saying that. So if you want to be seen, make sure your headlights are on. That way you're seen front and back. Can I get a second to that motion from Lieutenant Mark Southall from the DPS? Good morning, Lieutenant.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Yeah, people, you see it probably more than anybody else, people running on days like this without their headlights on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a problem that we see all the time, and unfortunately it leads to crashes.
Yeah, it sure does. It didn't take much to lead to crashes this morning because you couldn't see curbs, you couldn't see signs on the side of the road sometimes, some street lights out. We had this horrible crash out on 412 eastbound east of Catoosa near 265th East Avenue. Was it, Lieutenant, a wrong-way driver?
It was a wrong-way driver. A driver was headed westbound in the eastbound lanes, and then another driver was headed eastbound in the eastbound lanes in the inside lane. And unfortunately, a collision occurred. Shortly after the collision occurred, another driver in the proper direction came through the crash scene and struck both vehicles after they'd been crashed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Who died? Was it the wrong-way driver or the person going the right way?
The person going the right way died, and then the wrong-way driver died. The person that came through and hit both vehicles after the initial crash had occurred, he was uninjured.
Yeah, I thought he might be in shock for a little bit because our Jenna James came across him wandering around the crash scene after he crawled out of the window of his own vehicle. But I'm glad to hear he is okay. Well, Lieutenant, what is the advice that you give people on days like this? We don't see many days this foggy around here. So besides the go slow and keep your low beams on, what else do you tell people?
Just plan for the unexpected. You don't know what you're going to encounter out there, especially early in the morning when this fog arises. It can be anything. This time of year, we see deer moving, animals, kids at this time of day, kids at the school bus stops on the side of the road. You just don't know what you're going to come across, and you need to be prepared for anything. So really just slow down, plan for anything that can come across your path, and just really take your time. Make sure you do have your low beam on, and just really go slow and make sure you maintain a good safe distance.
You don't have any names to release yet, I'm sure, right?
No, sir, not ready to release names. We're still working on next kin notification. Next kin notification is one of the most important things we do in this job, and we want to make sure we make that a priority.
And no doubt one of the toughest things you do, too. Lieutenant Southall, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
DPS Trooper Lieutenant Mark Southall there.